My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about this one little thing that can screw up your company. So don't do it.
So what is it, Eric?
Rebranding. And why rebranding?
I always find that companies who are making money and have nothing else better to do, for some reason, love rebranding. And it's like, you're already growing fast. Why would you want to change your name when things are good? Like, if you're a Comcast and you have shitty customer experience and you have technicians falling asleep on people's couches, if you guys aren't in the US and you don't know what Comcast is, it's a television cable provider. It eventually ended up being rebranded to Xfinity. That makes sense because their brand was so terrible and people hated them. But there's a lot of times where branding doesn't make sense. Like recently we were talking about in a podcast how ConvertKit is changing their name to Siva. They're already doing really well and they have this meaning of what Siva is and why they're rebranding. But most people are going to be like, Siva? They won't know how to spell it and they have no clue what it means.
Yeah, you know what's interesting? I mean, I think if we look at that blog post, I did read why they do it. I think I listened to a podcast too. And they said they wanted to rebrand it because not many people understand what ConvertKit means. So they're like, only marketers understand it. And they want Siva to be kind of, you know, like a Google, for example, or something that's more kind of widely understood.
Yeah, but them focusing on marketers, specifically bloggers, is how they generated most of their revenue. So it's right. Like it's going against the grain. SEO Moz once rebranded to Moz, and they wanted to get away from SEO. That makes sense if you're changing your product. But if you're not changing your product, you shouldn't try to change your name. And if you think about it, they didn't go from SEO Moz to a random name. They try to keep it very related to let people know that, hey, Moz does more than just SEO.
So I was just telling you before we started this podcast, the rebrand actually has to make sense, like if you're changing things up, right? So in the case of ConvertKit, it doesn't seem like they've changed many features or what the company's really about.
And maybe there's something in the future that we don't know, but like they're growing fast. I don't know why they would want to rebrand. But funny enough, you just mentioned before this podcast that you're rebranding as well.
Yeah. So the Growth Everywhere podcast, I've been doing it for close to 5 years now. And so I have that book that I've been working on because by the way, Neil introduced me to some cool book people. But the book is called Leveling Up. And then I just realized that my entire life, everything that I do right now centers around playing life as a game. And I'm just like, okay, I have this thing called Growth Everywhere. I spent a lot of time on it. Why not just rebrand it to Leveling Up and then tie everything into that whole mission around playing the game of life?
There goes 5 years of branding.
Well, the thing is, it's not that big yet, so.
Fair enough. And the other caveat to this, too, is if you want to rebrand and you don't have a ton of traction, you know, by all means, go for it. It's not that bad at that point, and it's not like you lose a ton of traffic or revenue. You have to really worry about it when you're starting to make millions and millions of dollars.
Yep. I mean, it's true. There's really nothing for me to lose at that point. And so just keep in mind, I mean, we've talked about it for the last couple of episodes, just keep things relevant, do it when it makes sense. And for them, I mean, I would recommend that you go read kind of why they did the rebrand. Maybe that'll give you some, I mean, if you're thinking about going through that right now, look at the reasons for doing it. Maybe the reasons might resonate. Maybe they might not. Right now, you know, I think in the present day, like, we'll see what the results are. Maybe we can be completely wrong. Neil and I are kind of a little, you know, iffy about it, but, you know, we love ConvertKit as a company, and, you know, or Siva now, and we'll see what happens eventually. Anything else?
That's it for mine.
All right. So please, please, please go to singlegrain.com/survey. Take 2 minutes, fill it out, and it's going to help us make this podcast better for you. And we'll see you tomorrow.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hi, listener. I'm Carol Fisher, the host of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister. I'm so excited for you to hear the brand new season where we're uncovering a 35-year-old mystery. But for those of you who didn't hear season one or just want to listen to it again, you can now get access to all episodes of that first season of The Girlfriends 100% ad-free through the iHeart True Crime Plus subscription, which is available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. You'll also get access to every single episode of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, ad-free and 1 week early, only available to iHeart True Crime Plus subscribers. So what are you waiting for? Head to Apple Podcasts, search for iHeart True Crime Plus, and subscribe today.